Thank you for being with us this evening. Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Temple is truly one of the most intimate holy places for all the followers of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, throughout the world. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj is coming out with his book, which I read the manuscript, at least parts of it. It was over 700 pages, describing in great detail the years and years of pure unalloyed devotional service, surrender, and compassion that Srila Prabhupada manifested in making this temple a reality for us. And as soon as I finished speaking, His Holiness His Grace Shamsundar Prabhu will be releasing his book, Chasing Rhinos with the Swami, Part 2, which is going to describe, especially Srila Prabhupada first coming back to India with his devotees and establishing Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Temple, establishing his mission in Mumbai throughout India. But just for a few minutes, I'll speak something. I was asked to speak on Lord Chaitanya's instructions. Every year, devotees would come from various places to Jagannath Puri to be with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And especially when they were about to depart after spending 4 months with the Lord, he would give instructions. On one event, one incident, Lord Chaitanya turned to the residents of Srikanda. There were three devotees, Mukunda Das, his son Raghunandan, and his younger brother Narahari Sarakar. Lord Chaitanya, one of his most intimate joys in life was to speak about his loving feelings toward his devotees. Sometimes he would speak about his devotees, their glories, as if he had 5 mouths. Sometimes it is explained he spoke as if he had 1,000 mouths. He loved to glorify the Vaishnavas. And this is a very important principle. Srila Prabhupada told us that Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya in the role of a devotee to teach us how to be a devotee. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prem Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaudadvishen. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, but he's exhibiting magnanimity, mercy, compassion, even beyond what he did when he was appearing as Krishna. Srila Prabhupada tells, Lord Chaitanya came in the mood of a devotee, especially to teach by his own example how to be a devotee. Who knows better how to please Krishna than Krishna? And even deeper than that, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Lord Chaitanya comes, he's Krishna with the Mahabhav, the love, the devotion of Sri Radha. Who knows what pleases Krishna more than Srimati Radharani, his own Ladini Shakti? Even Krishna wants to know what it is about himself that gives Radharani such happiness. So the most intimate revelation of Krishna's heart is revealed through the life of Lord Chaitanya. To the residents of Kulinagram, they asked Lord Chaitanya, there was one Satyaraj. He said, I'm a grihastha, a householder with a family and so many duties to perform in this world. What is the means by which I could please Krishna? What is my duty? And Lord Chaitanya told him, you should always chant the names of Krishna, and you should serve Krishna and serve the Vaishnavas. He asked, how do we know who is a Vaishnava? And Lord Chaitanya answered this question on three consecutive years in three different ways. First, he says, a Vaishnava is anyone who sincerely chants the name of Krishna. You should serve that person whenever possible. And the next year, he said, anyone who's constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna is a devotee. And the next year, he said, the greatest Vaishnav is one who not only does he sincerely chant Krishna's names, not only is he constantly chanting Krishna's name, but whoever comes in contact, he inspires them to chant Krishna's names. Always try to serve such people. And then he turned to Mukunda Das. And he looked out at all the devotees and said, let me tell you something about this Mukunda Das. He's a family man with wife, with children, and he appears to be just a doctor. He's a royal physician, but his love for Krishna is so deep. And then Lord Chaitanya, with great enthusiasm, explained an example of Mukunda Das's love for Krishna. He said, one time the king was on a very high platform. He was a Mughal king. And he was asking Mukunda Das about some medicines and how to take the medicines.
So Mukunda Das was sitting, he was standing next to the king and he was explaining about medical care. At that time, one of the servants of the king came with an umbrella to shade the king from the sun. And within that umbrella, there were peacock feathers. As soon as Mukunda Das saw this peacock feather, he thought of Krishna. And because of his love for Krishna, his prema, he entered into a state of ecstasy. He fell unconscious and rolled off the high platform onto the ground and was laying there. When the king saw this, he became very afraid. He ran down, he sprinkled Mukunda Das with water. He said, "Are you all right? Are you all right?" And Mukunda Das said, "Yes, I'm all right." He said, "Well, what happened to you?" Mukunda Das, in his humility, he didn't say, "I saw a peacock feather and thought of Krishna, went into ecstasy." He said, "Actually, I have a disease. It's something like epilepsy. And sometimes this happens to me at the least expected moment. But now I'm fine." But he was such a great personality that even the Mughal king could understand that the real reason why he fell off the stage is because of his ecstatic love of God that was invoked by a peacock feather. How Lord Chaitanya was praising Mukunda as if he had five mouths is very instructive. In Shikshastakam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Trinadapi sunichena taror iba sehishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, to be eager to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. This was Mukunda Das's nature. And it's this nature that Lord Chaitanya was praising to teach us what pleases him. A devotee does not want to become famous as a great devotee. A devotee simply wants to please Krishna. In fact, Srila Prabhupada explains that the greater we become, the more advanced we become in Krishna consciousness, the more we consider ourselves to be everyone's servant. Lord Chaitanya himself, he identified as Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Das Anudas. So this is a way that we can understand we're making spiritual advancement. And it's also the austerity we should try to perform to make spiritual advancement. Not to be respected as great, but to feel joy in respecting other devotees' spiritual qualities. To appreciate wherever we see Krishna consciousness. Because as long as we are obsessed with wanting to be honored and respected ourselves, we can't really appreciate others. And Lord Chaitanya's teaching, if we want to please Krishna, we actually have to learn to appreciate others. Amanina manadena. Then Lord Chaitanya said to Mukunda, "Are you
Raghunandan's father, and is he your son? Or is Raghunandan your father, and are you his son? Now, this is a really esoteric question, because everyone knows Mukunda Sarakar is Raghunandan's father. So why is Lord Chaitanya asking him, is Raghunandan your father and are you his son? Lord Chaitanya said, this is my curiosity. Please clear my doubts. And Raghunandan, Mukunda Das replied, he said, with all certainty, I am definitively telling you that Raghunandan is my father and I am his son. Because Raghunandan is inspiring our whole family in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, I consider him my father and my guru. Lord Chaitanya wanted us to understand this principle. He's seeing his own son as his father. Because of his son's devotion. And Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with this. He said, yes, what you are saying is correct. One who inspires our Krishna consciousness is to be taken like a guru, like a father. When Raghunandan was just a little boy, he was given, at 5 years old, the service of helping his father worship the deity of Gopinath in their home. And one day, Mukunda, his father, was called by the king to give some medical advice. So Mukunda told little Raghunath, he said, you should do the offering today for Gopinath. Raghunandan said, how do I do the offering? He said, your mother will give you a plate of bhoga, you put it on the altar, you ring the bell, and you ask Gopinath to eat. You say this mantra. So that sounded easy enough. So Raghunandan put the plate on the altar and rang the bell and said, Gopinath, please eat. And Gopinath ate the way deities always eat. He accepts the love and the devotion and the food. But Raghunandan, he saw that the food was still on the plate. So he said, Gopinath, why are you not eating? And he was thinking himself such a fallen soul that Gopinath's not accepting his offering. He started to cry. He was begging, please eat. My father wants you to eat. So Gopinath said to Raghunandan, I already ate. I glanced and I tasted it. And Raghunandan said, but it's still on the plate, all the food. I don't understand all this philosophy of glancing. So Gopinath, he's still there at Srikanda. You can go to that temple. He's a stone deity by a certain standard. Gopinath came down and ate everything on the plate. And then Raghunandan was very happy. And he took the plate off. And his mother was standing there waiting. And she saw nothing on the plate. She said, what happened? You were on the altar a long time. And Raghunandan said, Gopinath ate everything. He's supposed to eat everything. So when Mukunda Das came back after a long day, he asked his good wife, do you have prasad? And she said, no.
She said, where is the prasad? She said, ask your son. He said, Gopinath ate it. So Mukunda Das understood the power of the deity and also understood the power of his son's devotion. So he gave him a laddu and said, offer this. And then Raghunanda went on the altar and the same thing happened. And Gopinath came down and ate half the laddu. And Mukunda was watching and he was so... It is explained that when Mukunda just went, Hari Bol, he couldn't believe that Didi was coming down and eating, then Gopinath left half of the laddu. And to this day, 450 years later, that half laddu is still in the temple, preserved. Then Lord Chaitanya gave three instructions. He said to Mukunda, who is a grihastha, he said, you should earn material and spiritual wealth. And he turned to Raghunandan and said, you should worship the deity in the temple. And he turned to Narahari, the uncle of Raghunandan, the brother of Mukunda. He said, you should stay with the devotees and preach Krishna consciousness. Three simple instructions. But Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, he tells us how all these three are equal. According to our nature, according to our particular role in society, Lord Chaitanya is telling us what pleases him. For a person with family, earn material and spiritual wealth. Raise your family, but with Krishna in the center. And many of Lord Chaitanya's most elevated, intimate associates were grihasthas with families. Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas Thakur, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Mukunda Das, Shivananda Sen. Some of the most intimate, exalted of all Lord Chaitanya's associates were householders. In fact, Vasudev Dutt, he was a householder, and he was such a compassionate person that everything he had, he would just give away. He was the one that begged Lord Chaitanya in such profound compassion that my only desire in life is that the sins of every living being in the entire universe fall on my head, and that I suffer hellish conditions perpetually so that they could all go back to Godhead and be liberated in your service. And he meant it. Lord Chaitanya cried. His voice was choked up. He said, this is not a surprise that you're asking for this because you are Prahlad Maharaj. He exemplified the same spirit of compassion. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it describes that the service that pleases Krishna the most is when we're willing to endure difficulties to give others Krishna consciousness, to show compassion to others. When Lord Chaitanya was telling this story about Vasudev Dutt, It was as if he had thousands of mouths. That is how he was appreciating. But Vasudev Dutt, as a person with a family, had to take responsibility, earn material and spiritual wealth. So Lord Chaitanya told Shivananda Sen that you should oversee the finances for Vasudev Dutt, because he has to take care of himself and his family too. Otherwise, he just gives everything away. And he gave Shivananda Sen the instruction at that time that you should bring all the devotees from Bengal to Puri every year to see me and take care of all of their needs. Now, how did he do that? He was arranging all the prasad, he was arranging all the transport, he was arranging all the taxes and the tolls that were between different sections of the of Bengal and Orissa. He worked all year. And one of Shivananda Sen's children, Lord Chaitanya gave special mercy to, but that's another story. Lord Chaitanya said to Shivananda Sen, your family is my family. So to earn material and spiritual wealth. That was his instruction to the Grihastha community. To put Krishna in the center. And for Raghunandan, take care of the deities. Very important. We should not underestimate the service of a Grihastha who's earning material and spiritual wealth with Krishna in the center. We should not underestimate the pujari who's taking care of Krishna, dressing, offering. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, I remember at one time I heard him explain how whatever the pujari is offering Krishna, he's offering on behalf of the whole community. It's not just the pujari offering arti. He's offering the arti on behalf of not only the whole ashram, but the whole community around the temple. And for Narahari, you should stay with the devotees. And together with them, you should preach Krishna consciousness. Narahari Sarakar was the guru of Lochan Das Thakur, the author of Sri Chaitanya Mangala. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged all of us to perform our duties by keeping Krishna in the center of our lives. To the residents of Kulinagram, he said, the duty of a Grihastha, and for that matter, the duty of a brahmachari and a sannyasi, is whatever other responsibilities we have, and we do it with character in a mood of service, and as a servant of the servant, we should always be striving to be remembering Krishna. Speaking about Krishna. In fact, this was Lord Chaitanya's last instruction to the devotees as they were just about to leave. He went with them to the border of Puri, and just as he was seeing them off until the next year, he said, speak about Krishna. Chant the names of Krishna. always try to remember Krishna in whatever you're doing. Srila Prabhupada, he took this message at Ultadunga Junction Road in 1922, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada gave Srila Prabhupada this simple message. Take the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to the Western world in the English language. And Srila Prabhupada went to the West. I believe we all know the incredible sacrifice of compassion that Srila Prabhupada made to go to the West on a cargo ship. It was all arranged here in Mumbai. And then it was his desire to come back to India to expand this movement. Srila Prabhupada returned with just a handful of devotees. And it's interesting to know that these devotees that Prabhupada entrusted with establishing a movement in the entire nation of India, they were all devotees for only, at the most, 2 or 3 years. And they did it. They created a Hare Krishna explosion throughout this land. Within about a year from their coming, there was groundbreaking ceremonies in Mumbai and Vrindavan and Mayapur. There was Harinams with hundreds and thousands of people coming. And one of the devotees who came here with Srila Prabhupada was Shamsundar Prabhu. And he's an incredible writer. He was right there at Srila Prabhupada's side practically throughout the day, every day, year after year. This volume 2, volume 1 explains Shamsundar Prabhu's eyewitness account of Srila Prabhupada establishing Krishna consciousness in San Francisco and London. And now he's about to take us into Srila Prabhupada's pastimes in India. It's incredible. It's miraculous. It's unbelievable what Srila Prabhupada did when he came back here to India. And it's unbelievable, incredible, and miraculous how he empowered the simple American and European devotees who really hardly knew anything about anything to establish massive programs and establish temples. So I don't want to speak any longer because I want everyone to have the opportunity to hear Shamsundar Prabhu speak. But even more than that, I'm humbly requesting everyone to buy at least one of his books tonight. I don't usually ask favors from people. but I'm asking it for your own benefits. Shamsundar will be very happy, and Prabhupada will be very happy. Please read this wonderful book. Thank you very much.
RG Media YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe.